Nolte, Daily Beast's Unnatural Obsession with My Son Hunter Marches On. By John Nolte on September 15, 2022. The Daily Beast, a far-left propaganda site that doxes private citizens and spreads conspiracy theories, and its unnatural obsession with my son Hunter continued this week with yet another lengthy screed. The proven liars and McCarthyites at The Daily Beast once again say they have seen the movie. This is review number two. For a site that claims to hate my son Hunter, they sure do enjoy spending time with my son Hunter, or at least driving past my son Hunter's house 12 times a night. Guess how this review turned out? Both hosts give the film two thumbs down. Boy, nothing drives clicks like pedantic predictability. The biggest complaint? My son Hunter isn't even fun to make fun of, reads the headline. I don't even know what that means, and my Wokatard to English dictionary doesn't either. Here's the explanation. It was across the board bad, but it was also so self-righteous it wasn't really fun to make fun of, somebody named Wheel says. I think the script was too thin, so they had to pad it out with more ass shots of strippers and that sort of thing. Overall, I think this was a little derivative. The plot writing could have used a bit more. The plot writing could have used a bit more. Is that English? Not that I agree with the premise, but few things are easier to ridicule than self-righteous. But when you are puffed up with your own self-righteousness, which is a requirement to work at the Daily Beast, as is a low testosterone level, you're going to miss that particular target of opportunity. Or maybe the complaint is a lie. The Daily Beast is infamous for spreading lies. Oh, and the Daily Beast says the movie had to pad it out with more ass shots of strippers as though that's a bad thing. Here's what I think really worries them. It's got legs on Don't Worry Darling, Wheel says. Yeppers. Don't Worry Darling is one of the most high-profile movies around today. And all on our own, without any help from fascist Hollywood's precious distribution infrastructure. Breitbart News proved fascist Hollywood's precious distribution infrastructure could no longer discriminate against the truth. That's right, you Nazis can no longer bottleneck production or distribution. Welcome to the revolution, eunuchs. According to Summer, my son Hunter is, as folks might imagine, not a positive take on Hunter Biden. The setup, he says, shows Hunter Biden in the fall of 2019. He's spending the night with a sex worker and relating all of his dirty dealings with her. My Wokatard to English dictionary defines a sex worker as a hooker. Naturally, no Daily Beast or any corporate media story about my son Hunter would be complete without a hearty helping of laptop denialism. Then we get all these flashbacks to how the supposed laptop from hell revealed whatever it supposedly revealed, Summer says. Emphasis added. Even the far-left New York Times, Washington Post, and CNN has been forced to admit the laptop is real. But these liars are deliberately misleading their gullible readers. Just another day at the low-T beast. Meanwhile, over at Rotten Tomatoes, the audience score is 91%, which beats this Oscar winner, and this Oscar winner, and this Oscar winner. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, The Professor, and The Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, The Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Phelim McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. Watch the trailer. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.